You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The eclipse. Wow, this is kind of awesome, to tell you the truth, for God's sake. I keep peeking up at the sun like I'm going to go blind, the way our parents told us we would if we dare look at the sun. This is just really kind of cool. I can't see the notes that I have. Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's really cool. All right. I don't know if you can see it. Oh, wow. I can't zoom when we're on YouTube. But this is, you know what? Very, very cool. Wow, that is really interesting. And you know what they told us when we were kids? They told us that you couldn't look at it, or you would go to blind immediately, that the corona was going to sear your retinas, and you would never see again. You were going to go instantly blind, and so don't look at the sun. But that is really all kinds of awesome. Huh. That's all right. Really, really interesting. All right. Well, we'll talk about sports. Who knew? Like, wow. It is damn near dark. And all, like the birds and whatnot, have gone eerily silent. It is truly a totality extravaganza. And I guess we get this for about 3 minutes. And I can't see my notes, but you know what? We're going to talk about Purdue, and we're going to talk about UConn, and why Indiana basketball fans must root for the Boilermakers. And there are several very good reasons for doing that. We're going to talk about John Calipari, who is on his way to Fayetteville, Arkansas. Hey, everybody's got to work someplace. And Cal is going to Arkansas. I did not know it was going to get this dark. That is really, really interesting. And you can even see, wow, in the corona, wow, that is just awesome. Really, really interesting. So I hope you enjoy it. Whatever, I would be talking about, but we can talk about this. We can talk about Purdue and UConn tonight. I think UConn covers. I feel bad, but I really do think that Purdue's going to have a tough time staying with UConn, because UConn's guards defensively are going to make life miserable for Purdue's guards, or at least they could, and I'll feel bad about it. I want Purdue to win this game. I would really like them to win this game. I'm hoping that they win this game. I will be rooting for them to win this game. But you know what? I would be really, really surprised if that's what happens. Anyway, this is Inside Indiana Sports Now, a special Totality Eclipse edition. If you're somewhere else and not here, well, you know what? You can't see this. This is awesome, though. Kind of interesting. It's so different. Like, I've seen partial eclipses, and the partial eclipses, it's still light enough that you think, well, you know what, that's pretty light, and it's not really that much darker than normal. But a total eclipse is entirely different, and it even gets cooler. It's got to be about 8 degrees cooler than it was. That's pretty neat. 11 point, by the way, subscribe, do that, like the video, because that's a fun thing to do, and that's what people with good manners do. That is an Indiana tradition. Look, it's getting lighter all of a sudden again. And, yep, totality has ended. It took just that long. Now, look at it getting light. That's fascinating. Anyway, that would, it, like 800 years ago, the last time that there was a total eclipse in Hamilton County, this would have freaked your ass out. You would have thought that these were the end of days. No question about it. So there it is. A lot of people traveled a long distance to come to Indianapolis and see this thing, and there it was. So, and the partial eclipse, don't look at the sun now. The partial eclipse will continue for about another hour, hour and 10 minutes. Fun. All right. You want to make a donation? Make a donation. If you always said, I'm not making a donation until the sun goes dark, well, by God, today's the day you do it then. 11 players are from, we're brought to you by the great people at MyBookie, by the way. MyBookie, you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere on MyBookie. And it's an awesome place. Use promo code Kent and bing, bang, bong, could be $1,000, up to $1,000 sign-up bonus. All right, 11 players from Indiana. That's one reason why you should pledge Purdue. That's what you ought to do. Purdue recruits Indiana like Indiana ought to recruit Indiana. And hopefully, if they win a national championship, somebody down in Bloomington is going to say, hey, maybe we oughta recruit Indiana. Who's in? Maybe we drive to recruit rather than fly to recruit. Who's with me? Maybe we can out-Purdue Purdue. Instead, Purdue is out-Indiana-ing Indiana, and it's driving me crazy.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Number two, Matt Painter is as good a guy as he is a coach. I really like Matt Painter. Every interaction I've ever had with him has been really friendly and honest and decent, like he's an actual human being instead of portraying himself as a coach who knows all and can teach all regarding basketball and life, especially life. Number three, Purdue's never won an NCAA tournament. UConn has won five, including last year, and those started in 1999. UConn has turned itself into a blue blood somehow, some way. Danny Hurley is a really, really good coach. Matt Painter, I think, is his equal. I'd like Matt Painter to go ahead and get one of these things for Purdue so that at least Indiana fans, and I'm an Indiana fan, I think I'm pretty well established as an Indiana fan, we've got to go back to our truck of material and make some edits about no banners at Mackey Arena. You know, I think that that would be a good thing ultimately for us. Maybe Purdue winning will cause Indiana to get serious about elevating its program. Maybe being the number two, at best, number two program in the state of Indiana will cause the masters of their domain in Bloomington, the athletic director, Scott Dolson, Mike Woodson, the basketball coach, everybody involved, board of trustees, everyone, to get serious about rebuilding Indiana basketball the way it seems like, and we're putting the cart way before the horse here, Kurt Cignetti is with Indiana football. Now I got to see, we got to see if Cignetti, if his actions, if his legitimate leadership is as good as his coaching is, or as good as the rhetoric is, right? Can he coach up to his rhetoric? We're going to find out, but up till now, he's dotting I's and crossing T's all over the place, isn't he? Seems like Indiana went out and got the right guy. Does Indiana need another guy as the head coach? I don't know that yet. I'm not sold on the Mike Woodson's exit, but I think Indiana's got to be smarter about going out and getting the guys who can win games and a championship for you. I don't think that the way they've done it for the last 30 years has borne a hell of a lot of fruit. And so maybe changing sort of the identifying the culture, recruiting to the culture, and keeping this thing an Indiana program instead of going out to prep schools, flying all over the damn place, and bringing together a bunch of, you know, sort of one guy from here, one guy from there, this guy from over there. I don't know what that is, and I don't know how that could be successful, despite the fact that North Carolina State had a pretty damn good run of it. We are all Indiana. This is the fifth and final reason. We're all Indiana. And schools other than Indiana in national championship games are 0-3. Purdue, they lost in 1969. Butler lost in 2010, 2011. Indiana has won every time they played in the national championship except 2020 or 2002. So be nice to have another Indiana school go get Indiana State. I forgot about Indiana State. We've got Indiana State in 79, Butler twice, and Purdue once in 69. This would be the fifth time. Other than Indiana, Indiana is 5-1. The rest of the state, if Purdue loses tonight, would then be 0-5. I don't want that to happen. Let's not have that happen. Last year, UConn won by 17. I think Purdue's going to keep it closer than San Diego State did. The closest anybody has been to UConn in this tournament has been 14. The spread is -6.5, which I think is ridiculously generous to Purdue. I would take UConn if I were going to bet this game. I was just on with Dan Dockich like 15 minutes ago. Hauled ass from there. There was no traffic. Zero traffic during the eclipse. None. Nobody was on the road. I got back here lickety-split without endangering anyone, including myself. All right. What he was saying is that he's rooting for Purdue, but he's going to bet UConn, so no matter what happens, he is going to feel like a winner at the end of the game. All right. I would do exactly the opposite. I'm going all in behind one. I can't bet against myself, bet against my heart. I just won't do it. But if I was going to bet this game, I would absolutely take UConn and give the points and feel pretty good about it. Because 6.5, you know what? Newton is really, really good. Newton is a long, rangy, fluid athlete as a guard. We've seen the thing about the NCAA tournament that's great is that now you've seen all of the both of these teams, not all of them, five times, right? We've seen UConn play five times. We've seen Purdue play five times. We know what these teams are. In the Final Four, we had seen NC State play four times. We had seen Alabama play four times, assuming that you were watching when those teams played, right? This is a game that is going to be won not through Klingon and Edie in the front court. It's a game that's going to be won by guard play. And I think UConn is going to be able to, with its length and with its height, kind of impose itself upon the guards of Purdue. And that's going to be problematic for Matt Painter's Boilermakers. That's the way I see this game. John Calipari, why would Arkansas fans believe that John Calipari is going to be able to do more and better at Arkansas than he has over the last 5 years in Lexington? I don't understand it. Here's what he's done in the NCAA tournament. And this goes back more. This goes back 9 years. Lost to Oakland, lost to Kansas State in the round of 32, lost to St. Peter's, no NCAA tournament bid. They went 9-16 in 2021. They didn't play in an NCAA tournament. They didn't have the tournament, period, in 2020. In 19, they lost to Auburn in the Elite Eight. They lost to Kansas State in the Sweet 16 the year before that. They lost to North Carolina in the Elite Eight the year before that. And they lost to Indiana in the round of 32 before that. Well, that in two Elite Eights, that's not bad. But no Final Fours going back to 16. No national championships, obviously. I mean, this has not been a great run for John Calipari back to the Final Four that he last went to in 2015, where you could argue that they really should have won the national championship and been undefeated. So why would anybody with Arkansas think that they're going to be better than that? Why would John Calipari leave Kentucky to go do that? Because he escaped, and he's out running the hangman, right? That's what he's doing. People don't, like, you get to be 60, you do not want to be fired, because you don't know whether you're going to get another job. So he didn't get fired. He got another job. He's going to make about just shy of $8.5 million, same amount of money that he was making at Kentucky, $8.5 million. He gets just a little bit less than that, but with incentives that could lift him beyond it. So, and this all comes down to the Tyson Chicken guy. Anytime I hear about Tyson Chicken doing anything, I think about them acquiring George Costanza from the Yankees. That's Tyson Chicken to me. George Steinbrenner talking to the head of Tyson Chicken, the guy with the, he kept talking like that. Seinfeld. It's beautiful. One sure thing about this move by Calipari to Arkansas is that Kentucky fans are going to overvalue the esteem with which coaching candidates are going to view that position. Billy Donovan, I would be stunned. Why? Why would he leave? Unless it's like there's some kind of odd familial tie to the university. I know he was an assistant there like 30, 35 years ago. Cool. That's fine. For Rick Pitino, you know what? If he feels like he got to somehow take care of some unfinished business in Lexington, I don't know what it would be. I don't know why anybody would leave the NBA to go recruit. That treadmill of recruiting is exhausting. I don't know why anybody would get into the NIL business as it needs to exist at Kentucky. I just don't get it. So and then you talk about like Danny Hurley. Why would Danny Hurley leave UConn where he's got it rolling? And I mean, what would be the point of going to Kentucky? He is a saint at UConn. You know, he and Jim Calhoun, they love Danny Hurley, Jim Calhoun, even Kevin Ollie. They are beloved in Storrs, Connecticut. You go to Lexington and you start losing, and they're very unforgiving at Kentucky and Lexington. I have no idea why you would want to put yourself through that ringer. For cash? Why? Makes no sense whatsoever. Who wants that job is a better question. Not would Billy Donovan want it or would Danny Hurley want it, but who would want it? I wouldn't. Sean Miller? Okay. Sean Miller probably want it. That's okay. Who else? Rick Pitino? Are you really going to hire Rick Pitino to come back to Lexington? I see him named as like a guy who, I just don't get it. I don't understand what people are talking about. I think people are far over evaluating what that Kentucky job is. Oh, it's a blue blood. You know what? No, Indiana is a blue blood. Tavondre Sweat. That just, I say things to like bother these BBN people. Tavondre Sweat will not be a Colt. He's a DT in Dallas. He picked up a DUI, or at Texas, picked up a DUI in Austin. He was booked yesterday, 18 days prior to the NFL draft, where now you got a complication. People don't like complications with first-round picks, and so people are going to look past Tavondre Sweat and draft somebody else. If you were so stupid that you would put yourself in a jackpot for a DUI 18 days before the draft. What in the hell are you going to do once you get to the NFL and it's fourth and one and you got to get a stop to get your team into a Super Bowl? Can that guy be trusted? Somebody so stupid that he would put himself in that situation. Could you trust him to hold the line and get the stop fourth and one with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line? The answer, of course, is no. Chris Trapasso says that the Colts are going to trade up to 12 to take Dallas Turner, the edge, out of Bama. I don't know what I think about that. I'll tell you what I would think about it immediately is that this would be an accommodation to the or an acknowledgement that Kwity Paye is a bust. If you go out and take Dallas Turner as an edge, when you've got Paye, you've got Ebikam, you've got Hurricane Dio, and you've got Tyquan Lewis, you go out and take with a first-round pick an edge, no matter how good he might be. You are saying that with the 21st pick a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, you absolutely swung and missed with Kwity Paye. I cannot believe that Chris Ballard's going to do that. But he may. We will talk tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent, bright and early. We are post-total eclipse. Still have a partial eclipse, which means that right now it is not safe to look at... Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Oh, jeez. I looked at the corona. My dad was always telling me that the worst... He told me that if you lick the edge of the ketchup bottle, it was poison and you would die. That was always... If you look at an eclipse, you're going to go blind. If you lick the ketchup bottle, you're going to die. If you eat this, you're going to die. It scared the living hell out of me with everything. I thought the eclipse was cool. In totality, it was safe to look at it. Now totality has skedaddled toward Cleveland and Buffalo. And wasn't it glorious? It was kind of cool. I got to tell you the truth. I underestimated the eclipse and how interesting that was. We'll talk tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent. Remember, subscribe. Oh, and we will draw another winner for a draft guide from the great people at Our Lads, the best draft guide there is. It's awesome. You go to Our Lads, order that draft guide, you will get the electronic version. I will forward your email if you're a subscriber, and if you DM me your email address, we'll pick one a day until they tell me to stop.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.